Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 973, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
No, you didn't?
We're trying to get like a really nice distorted rock sound out of our electric guitar amp that Bananas gave us. But I think that Alan needs to come back in and show us how to work that thing.
Oh, yeah, really?
We're having a hard time with it.
I'd say I'll take a look at it, but there's no chance I can do anything Bryn can't do. So
yeah, I just sat there, and he's just trying to make it sound.
I don't play with electric guitars too often. Maybe you should give it a shot, Vin.
One thing I know is that sometimes amps are just clean amps.
Yep,
that's what it seems like this one is.
That might be what we have is a clean amp.
Yeah.
I just posted an Instagram story of Bryn playing the guitar.
I've got a little Fender. I think it's called a Champ, but it's just a clean amp, and it's what I practice with. It's like 1 or 5 watts, and you cannot get a crunchy tone out of that thing. Just doesn't.
Yeah, we're looking for the crunch. Bring on the crunch, and we're not getting any crunch. Vinny, give it a shot. Grab the guitar, and let's see if we can get a good sound out of that.
Go ahead, Vinny.
He is. He's getting all set up there. We don't have a pick again. Use that. I don't know what. It's like a black hole of picks in this place.
I don't have any.
I even put one in my pocket specifically the other day, and it's gone already. I don't know where we put. Oh, here we go. All right.
All right, here we go. Go ahead.
All right. So he's making Bryn play it while he works with the sound. Oh, that's a nice, chorusy sound. We're looking for a crunch. Look at you go, Bryn. That's like legit playing. I mean, it's an amp, but it doesn't. I'm looking for the crunch, 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 crunch. Jay screams in silence. That's what I want. Give me some Green Day sounds. Hey, is that Hotel California?
No.
He plays an Eagles song for me sometimes in the office.
Oh, what's it?
Oh, there's Green Day.
Oh, yeah. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. I'm ready.
Keep going.
I don't know the words. Hold on, let me look up the words to that. Is that called Time of Your Life?
Yeah.
You have the time of your life. Time of Your Life lyrics. Boom. Ah, the internet. It's the best.
I know, right?
Here we go. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. Boom. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question, but apparently we're not going to do this.
Sing.
It's
sing.
Something unpredictable, but in the end, it's right. All right, you guys, we'll move on now.
Oh, that's fine.
That was the most
adorable thing you've ever done.
Wait,
Amazon is the sponsor for this section of the show. Yeah,
I'm
sorry that your story for Instagram got ruined, Human.
Perma video.
Forgot the chords to that song too. I was like, where am I in this song?
Practice that. Let's do that for her birthday.
I don't think she wants that.
No.
You see?
Well, what do you want?
I don't know. Let me think about it.
All right.
Boy, that got a little aggro, didn't it?
What do you mean? I don't know.
I wasn't hearing you, so I don't know what happened. But did any of that sound okay?
Yeah.
It wasn't the guitar sound we're looking for. I mean,
yeah,
sounds,
we couldn't get any
for like a Green
crunch
Day
out
crunch.
Of it.
Yeah, it sounds like a guitar. It's pretty.
Yeah, it sounds. Just, it's got a nice chorus on
we
it.
We want the rock star. We want
I can
Carlos
bring
Santana
in a foot
sound.
Pedal.
We need a Marshall stack. Let's face
no,
it.
We
come
don't.
On,
come
bananas
on.
At large. Set us up.
How about if I just bring in a foot
412.
Pedal?
412. No, I don't know if that little amp can handle it. It's already a little overmodulated. Hey guys.
Yeah.
This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. I may have mentioned that. Niall Horan. He's doing the Flickr World Tour, and it's coming to Shoreline Amphitheater on Saturday, August 4th of 2018.
Get out of here.
And Jane has tickets for that at 405 and 605. today and the rest of the week.
Next, a year from now.
That's right. Flickr World Tour 2018 coming to Shoreline Saturday, August 4th, 2018.
Is this guy in the band with Harry
Styles? And yes, he's one of the former One Directioners.
Apparently, he played last night here in town, so Jane must have been there for that.
She must have. Yeah, she had like an early admission thing to his show. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/jobs. That'd be Bay Area jobs. Equal opportunity employer. Gwyneth, she's always good for a giggle. I gotta say, it's just bananas, some of the stuff that she's got. Bananas at large. Santa Fe, Santa Rosa. Ding, ding, shame. She's just... Now she's got psychic vampire repellent on her Goop site.
Oh, my goodness. What the heck is that?
They've announced their latest product. If you want to hang on to good vibes, it's a 3.4-ounce bottle of psychic vampire repellent. $30.
All right.
This elixir is a protective mist that uses a combination of gem healing and deeply aromatic therapeutic oils. It's also... So it's not for, you know, real vampires that come and suck your blood. Yes, Fanny, your hand is up.
I have a question.
Yes.
You know how Oprah can say anything and her loyal zombie audience will walk right out and do it, whatever it is.
Read the book she recommends.
A book, sure. A movie.
She does, in fact, say
whatever she says, her loyal audience will do it. Is Goop the same? I mean, does she
have... On a smaller scale, it seems like it must be because they are still in business and she does these pop-up stores now. And yeah. I mean, it's clearly a decent business for her because she wouldn't waste her time with it if not. And they have all kinds of crap on there. This is the lady with the jade eggs for your hoo-hoo.
Right.
You know? And the vaginal steaming that apparently is... Oh my God. One of the best parts of this particular story, and I'll get to it in a second. Do you remember the same gynecologist who said, what she's talking about is actually really dangerous for your hoo-ha?
Mm-hmm.
She has a comment about the psychic vampire repellent. So it's not designed for real vampires, you know, real ones that come and suck your blood. It's to banish bad vibes and shield you from the people who may be causing them. The bottle is, let's see, some LA-based company. So the ingredients include black tourmaline, lapis lazuli, onyx, and garnet. And the mist also contains rosemary, juniper, and lavender oils with a finishing touch of reiki-charged crystals.
Well, reiki is a mushroom, isn't it?
I don't know. It says R-E-I-K-I. Reiki-charged crystals. Goop's been criticized by doctors and scientists for its unfounded and potentially dangerous health tips, including the vaginal steaming and the claim that bras cause cancer.
Oh, Reiki is a Japanese technique for stress reduction.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It's a technique that they've somehow added to this. I guess the crystals were in the room where Reiki was being performed, and so now they're imbued with
maybe
the properties.
Maybe they massage the crystals.
Maybe. So this chick, Jennifer Gunter, she's one of Goop's most vocal critics. She's a San Francisco-based obstetrician/gynecologist. She had a message for Goop on her blog on Monday. She says, and it's so funny because as soon as she said it, I'm like, oh, my God, that's exactly what it is. The psychic vampire repellent may not be FDA evaluated, but who cares when it has sonically tuned water, moonlight, love, Reiki, and gem elixirs, which is totally not leftover water from a rock polisher. Because that's what it is. All those things, is like traces of all these different... I'm like, oh my God, she found this water in her kid's rock polishing set and she bottled it up.
This doctor apparently seems to hate Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, it's easy. You know?
Well, she's watching someone who's famous put out nonsense and make money off it. I can see why it would do her business good to call her out, to call Goop out on all of it.
She says, I'm not sure how they get all that Reiki in the bottom because Reiki isn't an object, but no conversation needed here because ancient gem elixirs physics, duh. So apparently they're going to team up with Condé Nast and release a quarterly print magazine. That's starting this month. And it had 1.8 million unique American visitors to its e-commerce site in June alone. Goop, everybody.
No, thanks.
Alan from Bananas at Large said, my phone is blowing up. What's going on with you guys?
Marshall Stack, Alan.
He goes, something about a Marshall Stack. And then he goes on to say, I thought you guys wanted something small in there. I'm happy to get you more volume.
Yeah, Marshall. No, it's not volume. We want a Green Day crunch.
You know me, he says, I like loud.
He does like loud.
He is a sound guy. That's what, I mean, he was doing that before he even bought the...
Bananas.
The music store.
He's going to help John out.
The sound.
We set up our home studio.
He is?
Yeah. He already asked me. He's like, get me a bunch of pictures of the room. I'm going to figure it all out. I'm like, ooh.
Nice.
Oh, ding, ding, shame. Jake LaMotta's dead.
Yeah.
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull guy.
He was 95 years old, which I don't equate long life with these dudes who get the hell beaten out of them. But 95, that's a good run. He died apparently Tuesday. His wife tells TMZ that he died in a nursing home due to complications from pneumonia. Another family member says that his condition deteriorated in the last few weeks. He was put on a feeding tube, which he kept pulling out. His condition worsened considerably in the last few days, and they took the tubes out and let him go. Jake LaMotta's wife says, I just want people to know he was a great, sweet, sensitive, strong, compelling man with a great sense of humor, with eyes that danced. He fought in 106 pro fights, had a record of 83-19. Career started in 1941 after he was rejected from serving in the military because of some kind of medical issue. Didn't stop him from boxing. He went on to win the World Middleweight Championship. He's most well known for his six-fight rivalry with Sugar Ray Robinson. He only won one of the six fights.
Oh.
I know. But that's what he was most famous for.
Don't you usually stop at three?
Yeah.
Right. Isn't that a best of three thing?
I don't even know who Sugar Ray Robinson is.
One more time.
Best of five. All right, I got you again. What now?
Best of ten.
One more. Come on.
He was famously portrayed by De Niro in the 1980 movie Raging Bull, based on his autobiography, and De Niro won the Academy Award for Best Actor that year. So rest in peace, Jake LaMotta. Chris Brown and the old dusty get her out of here party girl. They've settled.
Wait a minute. There was a lawsuit?
That's how we knew about her in the first place, because he, remember she took a picture at a party that she was at in some, I don't know, hotel room. I think it was in Vegas. Let's see here. Lizzie-Ann Gutierrez, the woman that Chris Brown allegedly attacked in a Vegas hotel room for taking a picture of him. I can't remember exactly what she said. I think she said he punched her in the eye and threw
like
her out into the hall and spit on her. And I don't know. I get all these hotel brawl stories mixed up, because it might have been Russell Crowe who was accused of spitting on the girl who broke the glass.
Yeah, that was totally different.
Azalea Banks.
Banks, right. Yeah.
This girl just got a punch in the face, and then he went online and called her old and dusty and crusty and musty. a settlement apparently became official today. There was some sort of preliminary talk of about $70,000, but there are sources, I guess on Chris's side, who are saying the final amount agreed upon was substantially less than that. She sued him in February of last year after she claimed he punched her in the eye and took her phone after she tried to take his picture during a private party in his Palms Hotel suite. They never charged Chris with the police never charged Chris with any crime, and he denied any wrongdoing, saying she was too ugly to attend one of his parties. And
Jesus,
she wound up suing, and I guess they've decided to settle. So it looks like that's all over. That's in the past now. The old dusty, crusty monsters.
How much did she get again?
Well, we don't know exactly. They were saying it was probably going to be in the neighborhood of about $70,000, but it may be
for a punch to the face.
For a punch to the face.
All right.
And lawyers get a third of that?
Right. Whatever
taxes.
They get.
Punches to the face hurt, though. Uh-huh. Have you ever been punched to the face?
I cannot say that I've ever taken a full punch in the face. I don't want to.
The other day, it had been forever, and the other day I accidentally punched myself in the face.
How do you do that?
What were you doing?
Pulling, trying to pull something off the wall.
Boxing something up, and I was pulling on this thing, and just, man, I took this knuckle right in the mouth.
Oh.
Did you say the F word out loud to your daughter
here? I'm sure I did, because, you know.
You're lucky you kept all your teeth.
Well, it wasn't that. I didn't full.
Did you get a fat lip?
I did, and bled.
Are you?
I was like, oh, my God, I forgot. That hurts.
Are you packing slowly but surely?
Yeah, we've been doing it for a while now, so it's not a frantic thing.
Right.
But it was just one of those moments where after the fact I went, what are you, too stupid to be alive? I mean, really.
I know. Don't you feel so stupid when
you put your face behind your fist as you're pulling on something like that? Right. Really? Let me get in there and get a good look.
I'm just going to throw this out there. If you need help moving, just let me know. I'm happy to help.
That's very nice of you. I would never ask you to do that. And you can just chalk that up like I did with Bryn as love for you. I love you and won't ask you to do that.
I love you too. So if you need last minute help, let me know.
Thank you. And thank you, Bryn.
Oh, you're welcome.
You just call.
I'll take the help moving, though.
Out my name. And you know wherever I am, I'll come running.
If you are just joining us, Bryn didn't invite me to the baby shower. Thank you, Bryn.
You're welcome.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you gotta do is call, and I'll be there, yes I will. You got a friend.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is a crazy story.
Such a
Listen, the most important thing about where you live can often have nothing to do with the house or the yard or anything. It's the neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can make your life great. You can be so happy and have the best neighbors.
I was going to say, yeah. I mean, that's...
And they can make your life a living hell. About a year ago, Kathy Griffin moved in beside the CEO and chairman of KB Homes. KB Homes is a big company. I think it's the biggest new home construction company in the... I mean, it's one of
they build around here.
They
I think
do.
They have a billboard up
they
on
do.
My drive-in on 101.
They're
at the
huge.
Palo Alto, like that big lit-up one. I always see their billboard. I think the homes are in the East Bay.
Yeah. They're all over the place. I mean, they're a huge builder. They buy a big piece of land, and they subdivide it, and they put up some tract
housing. They know how to do it.
They do. So this guy, Jeffrey Metzger, he is the CEO and chairman of KB Homes.
Well, good for him.
And he was caught on tape hurling homophobic slurs and profanities at his neighbor, who just happens to be dating Kathy Griffin. So
Kathy Griffin, is she trying to lay low and this is, and she finds herself in this mess?
So this guy has been dating, his name is, Randy. This is her boyfriend of, like, I don't know, five
Bilch
years.
Or something.
Yeah, Bick. Randy Bick. With a K. C-K, not like of the Bick Penn fortune. I guess when they moved in, about a year ago. And she apparently does live there. I'm not sure how much time she's spending there or if that's official. But she, you know, basically lives with this guy. And they moved in about a year ago, and ever since they moved in, I guess he's got just a, you know, I'm sure it's a great house, right? Great house, big pool in the backyard, and I guess he has his grandkids over all the time, and almost from the minute they moved in next door, this Randy Bick and Kathy Griffin have been calling the police with noise complaints about how, you know, and it's all, like he says, it's all the noise of children. Like, oh my God, my kids are having fun, I'm so sorry. They say it's loud, it's... There's music. There's plenty of adult noises. He says, basically, you're talking about my 9-year-old granddaughter. Like, that's not. I mean, his reaction as they, I guess just this past weekend, the cops go over there again, 9 o'clock on Saturday night. I don't know if they're trying to sleep at 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Can't they close their windows?
It's been hot.
Close your windows and turn on your AC. You won't hear anything from the neighbors next door. So, 5-year-old granddaughter, whatever. So the officers come out, and Randy Bick says that his security cameras caught this incredible tirade that this guy went on, this Jeffrey Metzger. Do you have audio of this?
I sure do.
So this will have to be way cleaned up. But this is the owner, the CEO of KB Homes, who is losing his mind over Kathy Griffin and her boyfriend.
Do you have any of what he says on paper there?
I do.
So you can follow along?
I do.
So tell me to stop if you need to clarify.
Now, so he's there yelling at them, and you hear Kathy in the background going, "What's going on?" As she comes down to hear who's screaming. So, I mean, honestly, that almost sounds like a phone call, or like he's reading a pre-prepared statement. Like, he's so clear. He said, and by the way, so she shaved her head in solidarity with her sister, who was suffering from what has she got? She's got a terrible cancer
she
too.
Passed
she
away.
Just passed.
Yeah.
I can't remember what, but she just recently shaved her head up, and he's calling her an effing bald dyke, which they bleeped. An F you, F Kathy, you're not our effing neighbor, you're an effing ahole. He also used the CNX Tuesday reference. Mm. Let's declare war, ahole. We got a lot to go for. Bring it on, you bitch. It's, you know, honestly, over like a kid's pool party.
Do you think
that's
she's going to...
That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
Do you think she's going to sue? For, like, emotional stress.
Damn.
I don't think so.
I looked up this guy. So Jeffrey Metzger makes about $10 million a year, and he's worth about $120 million.
The publicly traded company, KB Home, released a statement yesterday in response to the audio recording saying, Mr. Metzger regrets losing his temper over a supposed noise complaint involving his three young grandchildren in his swimming pool at around 8 p.m. on Saturday while they were being supervised by their mother and grandmother. He apologizes for the language he used, as it does not reflect who he is or what he believes.
KB Homes makes about $1 billion a year.
Yeah, they're big. Anyway, I guess they went back to the Homeowners Association, because TMZ, of course, is going to, you know, really follow this. Or maybe this is People magazine. They did some digging. They obtained logs from the Homeowners Association that show a long history of noise complaints, with some of them being filed immediately after Kathy Griffin moved into this place with this Randy Bick guy. They've called the police on him at least 5 times in the past, they're saying. And I guess that there is video of the previous run-ins as well. Anyway, I guess the LAPD's looking into it, but I don't know. I don't know what happens. I don't know if they sue or if he's in trouble for going to their doorstep and yelling. But it's just a reminder that it's your neighbors who make it a happy home.
Mm.
You should make every effort to get along with them. I love my neighbors.
Do you?
I do. They're great. Kidding me? I've subjected them to years of construction. And,
and there's no end in sight.
No end in sight. And they just couldn't be cooler about it. And I, you know, they have their stuff. I have my stuff. And we just, we're...
Not to mention all your singing.
They can't hear that. I got double pane windows. I'm hoping
they
don't.
They can't hear that, really?
Yeah, what about in the backyard?
At all hours of the night?
No, we keep the windows closed. We close the windows if we're gonna roll.
Do they ever
hard.
Say, sure does sound fun over there. Love to
I've invited
join
them to
you
some
one
stuff.
Time.
They're nice. Good people. What's coming up, Vinny?
The secret to happiness right after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is sponsored by Amazon.
Hey, everyone. Please tune in to Sarah and Vinny tomorrow at 9. Why? Because me and Liam Maklum, the foodie chap, will be reviewing The Kingsman 2, Golden Circle. And I'm hoping that Liam saw Battle of the Sexes. Going to mention that as well.
Today's like the 33rd anniversary of that, or the 44th anniversary.
Oh, is that right?
That.
Oh, yeah. Is that why they're releasing it?
I guess so, yeah.
So that's tomorrow, 9 a.m. Sarah and Vinny, Alice at 97.3.
Thank you, Hooman. Well done. Fantastic.
Hold on. I'm getting that in my calendar. What time did you say?
At the 9 a.m. hour.
9 a.m. hour. Yes. Got it.
You said FM, right?
Yeah, I said FM. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazon has a job that fits your life. Seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by RadioAtlas.com. Our station's website is the best of all times. If you need me to spell that, I can, but, you know, RadioAtlas.com. Here's what's happening. Unfortunately, we begin with a story out of Mexico as they had a huge earthquake and spent the night trying to rescue people. We have over 200 dead. I don't have a number exactly. It was 226, I think, was the last number.
They're staying at that right now.
So it's they're rescuing people as we speak. So it's very bad, and that's the latest. From Mexico. Mexico City specifically is where most of the
damage happened.
The bad reports have come from. I just want to mention this real quick as do you know the guys that own the Warriors? Is it Joe Lacob and Peter Guber?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you know, before they own the Warriors, everyone hangs out now that they own the Warriors. They're super nice. They say hi when they see me.
Well, they made one of those investments that sort of you want to put that at the top of your resume as they bought the Warriors for $450 million.
And they are
currently valued at $2.6 billion. Wow. Mm-hmm. And that purchase was in 2010.
Oh, my God.
So that wasn't that long ago
that they bought. That's a really good return on
investment. But since then, the Clippers sold for $2 billion. To that Microsoft guy, and then the Rockets just sold for
$2 billion.
Right. The Warriors.
Yeah, the $2.6 billion estimate seems low.
It is low, and when they get their own stadium, which the Clippers do not have.
Right.
The Clippers do not have their own stadium. That value, I think, will double. Just my 2 cents.
Thank you. So much. That's quite a prediction.
Well, that means that
your friends will get even richer.
Joe Lacob and Peter Guber.
Yeah.
They know how to do it.
They do.
Well, they had the money to do it in the first place. I mean, $450 million sounds like chump change next to what they're worth, but you try and raise that money. You know?
Well, listen, I'd also say that if I had anything near that, if I had any millions, I'd say, I'm not spending any money.
Right,
I'm
just why would this. This is all I'm ever
going
to need.
Get into business. I'm going surfing. Bye.
Mm. Yeah, I'll buy a piece of beach with a nice break on it.
Just so you know, Peter Guber was the producer behind Rain Man, Batman, the one with Jack Nicholson, and Batman Returns, The Color Purple.
Oh, he's a movie guy, huh?
Yeah, yeah. He's a huge producer, huge movie producer.
You ever talk to him about all of it?
I did, yeah.
And what do you have to say?
We went back and forth, and then, you know, these
and then
things.
He bought the Warriors.
So he was like, I'm going to go this way instead of that way, Hooman?
He was the executive producer of Flashdance. Mm.
That's a good one. I love Flashdance.
She's a
maniac on the floor. And she's dancing like she's never danced before.
Sarah, you'll eat anything.
Almost.
You ever had rattlesnake?
No. Mm.
All right.
I have heard that snake is pretty good.
I've had it. It's pretty good.
You like it?
What does it taste like?
Chicken.
Yeah. The texture of chicken.
Of course it does.
48-year-old guy named Victor Pratt in Coolidge, Arizona, was hosting his child's birthday party earlier this month when the rattlesnake showed up in the yard.
Mm, that's not good.
He started showing off by grabbing it so he could cook it on the grill, but when he posed for pictures wrestling with the snake, he lost his grip on its head and it bit him twice.
Do you die from a rattlesnake bite if
yes.
But not if you get, I mean, there's like anti-venom or something, isn't there?
Yeah, but you have to get it in a certain time, and the way the anti-venom, like, it doesn't last. You know how they make the anti-venom, right?
I don't.
Okay, so this is what I read. So if I'm wrong, nobody write in or call in. But they'll inject.
Do. Do write in. Do call in.
Yes. They
that's the show.
They inject it into a horse, and the horse has the ability to create the anti-venom.
And so they take the horse's blood and put it in you, and then that's the anti-venom?
Yeah. Oh. From what I understand.
My goodness.
I think that's right.
Horses, they're the best. So this guy got immediate medical attention and lived.
He was rushed to the hospital where he immediately got treatment, and it's a good thing because they say after about a half hour more, he would have died.
Oh, so it doesn't take long.
The treatment was so hardcore that Victor was blacked out in the hospital for 5 days.
Oh.
This is him at his child's birthday party.
Wrestling. Good times with a rattlesnake.
He tries to hold my beer.
I got this.
I got this. Ends up bit by the snake twice instead of getting it onto the grill like he'd hoped.
He snake bit.
5 days later, he wakes up in the hospital.
5 days.
He's home recovering now and says, I've learned my lesson. I'm not going to play with snakes no more.
No more.
Has he, though?
I think 5 day blackout. Sure, you come out of that with.
I'll do it better this time. No. I'm going to handle. I've learned my lesson.
No,
I'm not going to let
so.
Go of the snake.
According to a new study, having good sex and getting good sleep makes people happier than being rich.
Oh.
I can see that.
I'll try the rich thing, though.
I like being able to pay my bills for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm not rich by any stretch of the imagination, but I do want Nook, and I do want sleep.
Sure. Both very important.
What about money?
I'll go ahead and try it.
I want money too, though.
Try the money and see how that goes, and then if I'm not happy, I'll give it all up and go back to the good sleep and sex.
Researchers found that getting a good night's sleep is actually the number one factor in living a good life.
That's not too surprising when you really think about it. Because it's a luxury to have sleep, and if you're able to get a great night's sleep every night, you do feel better, and, you know, there's lots of things money can't buy. I can't think of any of them, but I'm sure there's like a whole long list.
Love, Sarah, love.
I don't know. Certainly opens the door. Mm-hmm. I love him. Oh.
They do say that if you got more sleep and you were happier, you probably would do better at work, too.
Oh, there you go. Those things would lead you to be rich.
Or being happy with your sex life is the number two factor to happiness. Mm. People with the highest well-being scores are at least twice as likely as other people to be satisfied with their sex life. Getting good Nook.
Sure. Getting it on the regular.
Right.
Give it up.
There is something about reconnecting with your person in that way after a week or whatever that makes you go, oh yeah, we got to do that more. There's a whole thing going on with that that's pretty important.
That's lovely, right.
I missed intimacy. Out on the Fireball Whiskey Bagel, but it's not too late for you.
Fireball Whiskey Bagel?
Yeah. A bakery in New Jersey called the Bagel Nook just started selling bagels that are made with Fireball Whiskey.
Oh. Huh.
And they say because there's a cinnamon hint to it, it goes well with apple cream cheese. Does that sound good to you?
I don't usually like food that has any liquor taste to it. Like, I don't want a rum raisin cake, and I don't want the chocolates that have liquor in them. I just don't.
You ever had a Fireball whiskey shot?
I have.
Oh, do you like it?
Well, actually, I'm not sure I've had a Fireball whiskey. That sounds like a specific thing, but I've had a Fireball, which I think is cinnamon schnapps and whiskey. Right? Something like that.
I don't know about that. I know Fireball whiskey.
Oh.
Have you had it?
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
I used to like it a lot more, and now it just tastes like sugar.
It's a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
Very syrupy.
There's a different kind of whiskey that is better than a Fireball, but
what's
has that cinnamon taste.
Cinnamon
I don't
taste.
Know. Yeah, I don't know what it's called. It's a little bit more expensive and tastes better. Not quite sugary.
I like the idea of a Fireball, like, you know, I like whiskey that burns like really badly all the way down.
Yeah. But you're a Mike and Ike's fan or something.
But the whole sugar thing.
Or hot tamales. Yeah. Is that what they are?
I don't want the sugar either.
Yeah. Hot tamales. Hot tamales.
I don't know why this is a thing. Guys show up to weddings wearing the same thing every time.
Oh, yeah. I saw this picture.
It went viral.
What?
So weird. A woman named Debbie Speranza from Sydney, Australia, went to a wedding last weekend and found five other women wearing the exact same dress. And they were not the bridesmaids. So,
same color and everything.
In order to cover up their horror and shock, they decided to go with it. And they took a picture with the bride.
Oh.
They all apparently shop at the same store called Forever New.
Forever
New. Huh. Debbie posted the photo on Forever New's Facebook page the next day, and it's gone viral. They're all wearing the dress.
I'll take it in.
It's like a black lace overlaid over a white bodice, or maybe, I don't know, maybe that's just the pattern, and then it has sort of a black lace drop at the bottom.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that was a setup.
Oh, you mean an ad for Forever New? Got it.
Possibly.
Thank you.
That is, who wore it best?
None of them. None of the above, Bob.
Why are you showing me your calendar?
And your armpit. What is that? What is that for? Is that a balance thing?
Yeah.
That was weird.
Computer out and his arm up.
Oh. Yeah. It's like a
like Vanna. Okay,
so you have a sweat
like
stain.
Like a chef might as he reveals the dish.
Okay. I get it now. It missed me. I just went, okay, you have a stain in your, or you're wet a little. Whatever.
Down up there, under his armpit.
Yeah, I don't know about down there.
Up there.
By the way, there is in the business section of today's USA Today, as Toys R Us just announced a bankruptcy filing.
Yeah,
they've listed a bunch of big companies this year who've done the same. Wet Seal, Radio Shack. Some of these I don't know.
Payless. Wet Seal?
Wet Seal's one of those mall stores.
Yeah.
In fact, the reason I thought of the story is from the Forever New.
It's like Contempo. Forever you ever been
young?
To Contempo?
No.
You ever been to BB?
Oh, Forever 21? Yeah. Is that what you're like talking
BB.
About?
No.
Forever New is the place where they all bought that dress.
Oh, okay.
Bunk dress that they all showed up to the wedding in.
Yeah, that dress is weak.
It's not a great dress.
Vitamin World, Aerosols, True Religion Apparel, Gymboree, Payless, all among other companies that filed for bankruptcy. As Amazon seems to just, it is true. They bring it right to your house so fast. Right?
Yep.
I mean, that's the thing.
I use Amazon all the time.
That stuff comes to your house so fast, you don't even get to open it in time.
It gathers in my hallway.
How do you like that?
It's Saturday. I guess I better attack the packages.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why people think, I'm not going to go out there.
Right.
Not when Amazon's going to bring it right to my front door
and
under a day.
If you want something unusual, you wouldn't even know where to go to get it. I'm like, what am I going to go to 5 different stores to see where this thing is? No. I don't know. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Here's a fast fact. The first athlete to earn $1 million was a bare-knuckle boxer named John L. Sullivan in 1882.
Earned $1 million in the 1800s?
And none of us even know his name.
John L. Sullivan?
Yep.
Oh, you got to look at this guy. He's got that like curly mustache. You know how they used to fight like this?
Right.
Look at me.
With their fist turned upward.
There's a bunch of pictures of him like that.
Yeah. Wait, I'm sorry. How did he make the money, Vinny?
Boxing.
Oh.
But he was a bare knuckle boxer, so no gloves.
He looks tough.
Look over here, sir.
Show him a picture with the, you got it?
Yeah. Oh my God, he looks like such a pussy.
No, he doesn't.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
He looks like a badass.
Yeah.
No.
An old timey badass, but still.
And the way he's holding his hands. He certainly must have talked like this, you see?
You think so?
Put up your dukes. I'm coming after you. I'm the first man to earn $1 million as an athlete.
They have an old poster of him.
I got a bushy mustache.
And he's known for saying, I can lick any son of a bee.
Mustache rides. 5 cents.
Mustache.
They called him, his nickname is the Boston Strong Boy.
I can lick anything.
Oh, he's a Boston guy, Sarah.
No, I guess he is tough then.
Uh-huh. I'll read your text right after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.